name is Jeff Gervitz. I'm a Tai Chi instructor and personal trainer. I train at Wu's Tai Chi Chuan Academy in Toronto. My teacher is Sifu, or master, or grandmaster, whatever you want to term him, Eddie Wu. If you know anything about Tai Chi, a lot of the names are different styles. There's Yang style, Chen, Wu. And these are all named for the families that have sort of upheld them. You know, Wu style Tai Chi Chuan got its start in the late Qing Dynasty in the Imperial Court, and is now down. My teacher is the fifth generation of the family, so he started learning when I think he was about 6 years old. That's what they do, you know. So it was kind of a surprise to find something like that. You'd expect, well, wouldn't you have to be in Asia, you know, to find something like this? The story is his uncle came over in 1974, 1975 to Toronto. There'd been the Chinese community here wanted to see Wu style. He came over and, you know, got a club started up, and then asked his nephew, of course, come down, help out. And when he got here, he said, okay, enjoy. I'm going back home. So something, that's the abridged version. You know, but he likes Toronto a lot and is happy to call it home. He's back and forth. He's running the family now. So he's in Hong Kong about half the time and here half the time. But still, it's, you know, it's kind of a rare treat to be able to train with him, and just his understanding and ability to teach, really, and to articulate what we're trying to do makes a huge difference. So it's nice. I consider myself lucky. I suppose that when most people think about Tai Chi, the first image that comes to their mind is old people in the park doing these slow movements, and I guess that's part of it. I mean, I always have learned it as martial art too, and it's all, the reason you do it slowly is there's a real emphasis on biomechanics that I think is universal, and I mean, that's part of the real value to me. I think a lot of the time when people think of Tai Chi, they think of, you know, sort of hippies waving their hands around and waiting for the energy of the cosmos to come and descend upon them. And in some ways, it's not accurate. I mean, it's not, for what I understand Tai Chi to be, it has nothing to do with that, although there's certainly people like that. And I think in martial arts in general, there's an issue where a lot of people go, wow, all that training and sweating and hitting things, that seems like hard work. Isn't there some easier way? Can I light a candle or meditate? Wouldn't that, and then automatically be able to do stuff? That's much easier. Martial arts, we're losing a heavy emphasis on competition, particularly fall prey to that. So it is an issue in Tai Chi. If you never have to sort of prove what your claims are, you know, you can make all sorts of grandiose statements about your ability or what your student's ability would be. For me, Tai Chi is, I think it's very meditative in the sense that you've got to pay a lot of attention to what's going on inside your body, the way you're moving through the skeletal system, through your muscular system, and generally just putting a lot of work into proper biomechanics. Those biomechanics are universal, and pretty much any sort of sport, any sort of physical activity, you want to get better at it, you're going to use these biomechanics through relaxation, through alignment, coordination of movement, weight distribution, things like that. I've done martial arts for a long time. It's always been something that's just a lot of fun for me. I think I got into them originally. I wanted a physical activity, but I wanted something that was very mental too, that would give me a lot of challenge. And I think sparring kind of was the first notion that entered my head to kind of, you know, fight somebody else, you know, not to wreck them, not to hurt them, but you have a human opponent. It's sort of like chess, but it's a much more physical version. When I moved to Toronto and I wanted to get back into training fairly seriously, and I started looking around at different schools here, I wasn't clear on whether or not Tai Chi was sort of, could be a martial art. I'd heard different things, but wasn't really convinced. I wound up visiting a school just because it happened to be in the neighborhood. I thought, well, I should go check it out anyway. I went in and asked about Tai Chi as a martial art, and the guy there said, well, come back on a Friday night. We have essentially an open mat class, what they call freestyle. People just get on the mats. So I did, I came back, and I watched these guys, and I was really happy to see them just throwing each other around. There weren't any sort of preset patterns. Nobody was saying, you come at me like this, and I'll do that. People were just trying to throw each other. You know, that spoke to me that they had abilities. These people actually could run with it, and they knew what they were doing. My teacher now, Sifu Eddie Wu, he came in and he kind of yelled at the class for doing things wrong, and I thought he's kind of mean, and then he did his thing, and while he was scolding people, he was throwing them around. I thought he's actually the real deal. I thought I'd try it out, and I signed up for a month and wound up really liking it. I've gone on to sort of to learn other stuff and experiment with other things, but I always come back. Tai Chi is really my base because, like I said, that emphasis on biomechanics helps with everything. And the sort of another huge thing for Tai Chi is developing sensitivity in terms of tactile response. Somebody pushes, you're not fighting against them with force, you're relaxing, you're yielding, and sort of using their energy and trying to manipulate that to put you in an advantageous position. It's sort of a lazy man's martial art in the sense you're trying to use as little energy as possible. That doesn't mean you don't put it out, but it's sort of, you'll see little explosions of energy and then relaxation again. Ride the wave, as it were. Wait for someone, if they're putting out a lot of energy, just neutralize that, not kill yourself trying to fight against it. And then when they've put themselves in less of an advantageous position, when their structure isn't as good or their balance isn't as good, that's when you can sort of move in and do your thing. The nice thing about Tai Chi is you don't really need any particular equipment. A partner is usually the way to go. But you can, of course, practice on your own. That's the whole point of the form. You know, you concentrate on how you're moving, and you get a lot out of that. But push hands and sparring and all this stuff is also integral to what you're doing, so it's important to have other people to work with. Mats are advisable. You can do it on grass, you know, hopefully a surface where if you get tossed, it won't hurt. Aside from that, you know, you use the same training tools, I think, for any sort of martial art. It's great to have pads and gloves and everything. They're all just training tools. Aside from that, the style of Tai Chi that I do has three weapons that you'll practice with, which are sword, saber, and spear. But other than that, that's one of the nice things. You can pretty much do it anywhere. Probably one of the biggest challenges I had starting out was getting a handle on where everything was going. Tai Chi is very nebulous, and I think that it sort of presents a problem for a lot of people in terms of, okay, you're giving me this information, but what do I do with it, and where do I go with it? You know, I was studying other martial arts before, so I had a sense, okay, of how to focus what I was doing and what direction to take it. But sometimes it's a lot of work, and you don't get results immediately. And, I mean, I'm just like anyone else. Sometimes I get impatient and kind of move on to other stuff that was more sort of immediate reward. But, you know, by the same token, I see things happening over time, so I know enough about that to stick with them. If you were to ask me what would I like other people to know about Tai Chi, first of all, it's not just for the old folks. I mean, it has these great sort of therapeutic qualities, and I think anyone who's sort of recovering from injuries or issues with balance or anything can get a lot from it. But I think it's also something that you can add on to pretty much anything you do, because really that huge emphasis on movement and how detailed it is and how much attention you pay can, I think, rewards for any sort of physical discipline. I'd say if you're interested in Tai Chi or you'd like to check it out, you know, the first thing is finding a good school. Like anything else, and maybe more than some other things, there's lots of nonsense out there. So you have to have a good sense of what your goals are. If you're looking for, you know, sort of general physical fitness, that's great, you know. That's pretty broad, and I think you'll get something out of it. But if you're looking for something that's more in-depth, that's more detailed in terms of mechanics, or certainly for a school that teaches it as a martial art, that's a lot trickier, and you really have to do your research. It varies completely from city to city, and you really have to, you know, look online, read, find out who's around. Look at the school. Do they have a competition record? Do they spar in an alive manner, which is to say against fully resisting opponents as opposed to using just static drills? These are things that you need to look for. If the martial side of it isn't really your cup of tea and you're looking for general movement, it's a little more broad, so you just look. Do these teachers know what they're doing? Do they have an understanding of anatomy and physiology, how the body works, and can they explain, you know, these things to you in a way that sort of enhances your own ability to move? For me, I think one of the most profound benefits of Tai Chi is not so much, you know, what happens when you go to class, you know, for however many hours a week. What I noticed was, after a while, I started to pay attention to my posture, to my level of relaxation, you know, when I was walking around, when I was sitting at my desk. So suddenly I'd be checking, oh, wait, are my shoulders up? Can I drop my shoulders? Am I hunched over? And it never ceases to amaze me, as much time and energy and money as people put into staying fit and going to gyms and eating right and all these things, the vast majority of people are horrible at the simplest things, like sitting, like walking. You know, if you've ever watched somebody walk down the street and their feet are all out at 45 degrees, I mean, it seems like a simple thing. You're not doing anything, you're not working, you know, maybe you'd be obnoxious and talking on your cell phone, but you can probably still pay attention to how you're placing your feet, why wouldn't you walk in a way that makes more sense in terms of the way your body was designed? You know, when you're sitting, it's a huge problem where people will be at their desks, internally rotated with their shoulders forward like this, or off on one side, you know, reaching forward for the mouse all day, slouched over. These are simple things to correct, but hardly anybody pays attention to them. So for me, I mean, just learning to constantly sort of check in with how I was sitting or how I was moving. Am I relaxed? You know, am I aligned? These things, I think, have had a really big effect on my health. And I really, having seen them, I definitely am very enthusiastic about recommending them for other people. But this is the thing that, I mean, this is work, right? You have to, it's effort. It's not like a quick fix.